Episode number 58 of the Velocity Podcast. How are you, my friend?
I'm all right. Well, I say
You're not. We were just talking and I wanted to hit record sooner, but why are you not all right?
I've hurt my wrist. Read into that what you will. I've hurt my wrist playing squash, and it's really frustrating because I can do other forms of exercise. Of course I can, but squash is the thing. I'm sure if you're listening to this, you've got your thing, right? The thing that you go and do it and nothing else exists in that moment. For an hour, maybe 2 hours, you're not worried about anything else in life. And for us, I'm speaking on your behalf, but for us, that's squash. So it's so frustrating when I can't play and I can't have that kind of competitive, you know, 5 or 6 hours a week where I just get to lose myself in that game. Really frustrating. But there we go. It will get better.
It will get better. Meanwhile, I've bought myself some new squash shoes. They arrived. Actually, I ordered some at the weekend and they sent me the wrong size. I thought, like, you had one job, mate.
One job.
So you have one job. But I got these new shoes. I'm looking forward to testing them out. I'm also playing this evening in a league match. So I'll report back and let you know how they go.
Sounds good. My kids and my wife are watching Gladiators being filmed today. And so they sent me a screenshot of their view and what it looked like. It looked absolutely epic. So I sent them a screenshot of my laptop with the camera above it. And was like, that's my view for the day. Have a great time.
Great.
So, yeah, there we go. So, mate, it's been an interesting week, as always, at Velocity, helping our Velociraptors scurry along their journey towards growing a successful business. And I thought I wanted to ask you a question today, which I think might be interesting for people to listen to.
Sounds ominous.
When people join our program, they go to our onboarding journey. And I was taking a look at it earlier. And one of the videos we've got there is all about how to get the most out of Velocity and what things are required from them in order to use what we've got, our coaching, our resources, all of the support that we provide, how to use it in the right way and how to get the best out of their journey. So given that we've helped a four-figure number of people now over the years, and we're getting pretty good at this, what would you say are the key things that someone needs to bring to the table, whether they're with us or not, in order to grow their business? What are the key characteristics and attributes that someone would need to attain?
It's a really good question, and I think we can speak to this not just from a point of view of, yeah, we have a thing and we're currently looking after 200 coaches actively, like, you know, currently who are paying us some money to be part of our world. Mm-hmm. But we can also speak from a point of view of paying our coach. Like, we've spent a lot of money on the programs, the kind of three programs that we've been a part of over the last couple of years. So we can sort of speak from a client point of view as well. And the first thing I would say about making the most out of it, I actually think that phrase is wrong. I think the wording is actually misleading, and I'll explain what I mean. Making the most can imply to people that the word most is like applies to is defined as a lot of. Like, I want to eat most of my dinner means that I want to try and eat as much of what's on my plate as possible. And so it sort of infers volume of consumption.
Yeah, I get where you're going, yeah.
I say that idea. And so people therefore think that if I have access to all these things, and we you know, for our clients, we say, look, yeah, these are the things that you have that are on offer. Like, it's a buffet. Like, these are all the things that are available to you. And we build them because we have features and deliverables that apply to different people at different stages of their journey. But there's always sequence to it. So whilst one element of what we do, take, you know, one particular workshop, we might build on building a community and running events, for example. That particular training, right, is one small piece of the actionable workshops that we do. And there's more things there, but it's like a little piece of that only applies to a small subsection of our client base at a specific point in their journey. And so if we accept that, then the goal is not to consume as much as I can, because I'm going to get indigestion. Mm. And in reality, that means overwhelm and I'm going to get really confused and lost. But it's actually being able to identify what things I need at the right time. And that's really the answer of how I make the most, quote, most out of a program. And yeah, I'll stop this little thread in a minute, but I think that's the first key point, which then leads to, you know, your other question about like what characteristics. Well, I think communication then is quite important, because if we can understand where someone's at, our role is being able to point people in the right direction and tell them what does and doesn't need to be done at any given moment in time. And that discernment, like that decision, will mean that any trainer at any point in time is making progress and moving forward. So that's what we're after all the time.
Yeah, I really like that. Put you on the spot there, and you've come up trumps with that answer. I think that's really a really big, significant skill that people can bring to the table. And I would much rather someone studied the same thing three times in order to get it right and to get it moving, because that's the priority. That's the one thing that's holding them back right now from the next step in their journey, as opposed to treating our program or us treating the program that we're on like Netflix.
Yeah,
you know, I'm going to see how many episodes I can get through tonight. And I think we've definitely experienced that, haven't we, with coaches that come in and we sort of check in with them, like, how's everything going? They're like, yep, I've done it. I've watched everything. You've watched everything? Okay. Did you action it? Have you implemented it? Have you got any questions on that? Nope, but I've watched everything. I've ticked all the boxes, so I feel good. I've got my dopamine here. I totally agree with you. The people that get the best results are the ones that lean in, ask questions, and figure out, you know, out of all of these things, out of the hundreds of different options that I have, can you help me figure out the one that I need to focus on right now?
Mm.
And that's where we'll give them our love, care, and attention with our coaching to help them do that. And then if they go away, I think we have a video where we talk about how to make the most of a training, which is, you know, watch everything through, make notes, then go back through that training one more time and deepen what you've just done. Then go through it and build the things that we ask you to build chronologically. Then you're ready to go out there and implement it.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than watch it, kind of get the idea and then say, yep, I've ticked that box, I've got that now. Love that. Absolutely. So true.
And so if we just go one level deeper on it then, so I said communication, and you talked about, you know, levels of consumption. The thing that we can do as clients of our programs and that our clients can do as part of ours is be as forthcoming as you can with what you have and haven't done.
Mm.
And to be like, let me just take a sidestep here. We have a promise at Velocity, which is something we ask our clients to agree on when they start. It's not contractual. It's much more speaking to behavior and environment. And what we say in that, if I give you, it's like a 10-minute video, but I'll give you the punchline. We basically say we're going to provide the environment and the tools and the resources and everything that you're going to need in order to grow. So we can guarantee that, because that is fixed, that is factual, that is in place. But what we can't guarantee is your work and your communication, right, on your side. So what you have to do is you have to stay in touch with us, like make sure there's a steady communication flow, because we can only respond in kind. And you have to show up and do the work. And I think most people get that. Like, they're not going to join a mentorship, business coaching kind of community unless they're not prepared to do the work, which is fair. But actually, the communication part is the bit where I think most people fall down. And if people want to make the most out of any given program or thing they invest themselves in, I think that's the skill that's undervalued or not spoken about enough, which is, how frequently are you speaking to the people who have got the answers that you're looking for?
Mm.
And that then comes back to this idea of a feedback loop, which is like the I don't like using words like secret or hacks, but I think it's the simplest model that can explain why you are or aren't making the progress that you want. Is it like, okay, I need to receive some information from us, say, and they then need to kind of understand it and then take some action. And then once the action's taken, how quickly can you come back with data, some like subjective and objective feedback from the thing you've done, present it to people that can give you further like insight into what's good and what's not, and then get back to taking action again really quickly. And that's the loop. You could just draw a little, imagine a circle with little arrows and like, you know, information, action, feedback, response, and then just go in a loop. The shorter that is, i.e. the smallest amount of time that you can go between each phase, and then repeat the cycle again, the faster you're going to make progress. And to come right back to full circle, like the, and I'm quotation marks here, the more you'll make out of the program, or you'll get the most out of the program that you're in.
Mm. Yeah, it's really good. It's one of the things that we meet with our coach, or more specifically, you meet with him on a Thursday. And so we always talk about, like, what is it that we want to get from him? Because if we don't give him information, how could he possibly coach us, right? He's just going to be very generic based on what he knows about us so far. He's not a mind reader, and nor are we. So if we can do that work beforehand and figure out, like, be humble enough to say, this is really, really good, but this part, this needs a little bit of work refining. I need to figure this out. I need a bit of help in this one tiny area. The more granular, the more specific we can be, the more beneficial the feedback that we get is, and therefore the more actionable it is, and the quicker we can turn that thing around.
Yeah, it's the difference between someone saying, turning up to a call and saying, "I'm stuck." Two words, I'm stuck. Mm. There's nothing you can do with that. Like, we're going to have to go to work now at trying to identify what you mean by that and where it is exactly you're stuck, what you've done prior to feeling stuck, and where your head's at now in terms of resolving that stuckness. But if you come back and you say, "I'm struggling to generate leads. This is what I've been doing for the last 6 weeks. Here's what I've done and the volume of it. And here's a little example of what I've been doing. Here are some numbers and the results of the number of leads I've got and what's happened as in all this." And you present that, and it's like, okay, cool. Now the feedback and the guidance and the coaching you're going to get will be as, you know, the quality and actionable nature of it is in proportion to the quality of the information that they were given. And so, yeah, it does require, like, both parties to show up and take and do, you know, their side of the bargain.
Mm. Yeah, so that's a really good skill. The one that I was thinking of a second ago, and this is really difficult for a lot of people because there's so much information out there. But one of the trends I've seen in terms of, again, if I put in quotation marks, getting the most out of a program, is when you make a decision to learn under somebody, it's being able to trust their process, because there's lots of different people that have lots of different opinions. And the warning signs, or the distraction, I guess, of the shiny objects that are out there can pull you away from the process that you're currently on and distract you and make you question things from time to time. Mm. So I think that another great trait of somebody that's going to learn skills underneath a program like us to our mentor is saying, okay, well, I'm putting my trust in that person. There's enough evidence to suggest that this person is worth listening to. So I'm going to follow their guidance and I'm going to trust their process, as opposed to seeing an Instagram ad or downloading a free PDF and getting sidetracked into something else. So you're kind of half doing it and then half doing something else. Mm-hmm. Because then if there is a problem with what you're working on, the coach that you're working under has a very easy thing to come back and say, which is, well, stop doing two things and getting distracted over here and come and do this properly, and then we can reassess it at that point.
Mm. It's patchwork is the phrase that comes to mind. And I picture you've probably seen, like, your grandmother make one or something, when you've got this blanket and it's just a hodgepodge of lots of different materials.
Yeah.
And it kind of like comes together as a blanket or a sheet, but it looks a bit weird because it's kind of a bit of tartan and a bit of I won't be able to think of enough different materials now, but, like, you've got this kind of, like, forced together hodgepodge of different approaches and strategies. And whilst in their own right, they're all great, they all have their place, but it's actually committing and doing one thing is often the step that a lot of people need to take to actually get the progress they want, because there are many ways to skin a cat. We're certainly not proud enough to be like, we're the only people you have to come to if you want to make progress as a personal trainer. We're not that proud, but exactly. But if people do want to make progress, they might need to follow your advice and point, which is, like, you might have to let go of one thing so that you can go all in on another.
Yeah, you've got to dedicate enough time and attention to something in order to see the result of it. And if it's, you know, if you're only half baked, if you're only in third gear with it, you can't then turn back and say, this doesn't work, or it doesn't work for me. You can absolutely say that when you've given it everything, and then we can sort of go, okay, cool, well, let's figure out what we need to do to get that working better. But often it's one of the key skills of, you know, we have so many amazing success stories, but the common thread is their ability to stay focused on the one thing, on the task that they need to do, and to be able to iterate on it, appreciating that they might not get it absolutely nailed first time, but they'll see enough evidence, they'll get enough wins from that first round to be able to go back and iterate and improve it and make it better and better until it becomes a system that really, really works for them.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
There we go.
I think that on that lovely note, we'll wrap up for today. Nice, relatively short and sharp one, 15 minutes, bish, bash, bosh. My friend, thank you for your time this afternoon. Hope you've enjoyed that, people, and we'll be back again next week.
Take care, team.
See ya.